Okay, we are back with you in hour number two at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And I tell you what, you know, so much of our show already has focused on the NBA and some college hoops. So we're going to completely shift gears. We're going to head north and catch up with NFL and Husker Greg, one of our favorites. Of course, that is Jason Peter. We want him to weigh in on the NFL Combine and find out who was the biggest winner. You're a winner, Jason. It's good to have you with us. Thank you.
Glad to be here, E. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Always fun to catch up. And let's get right to it, because the NFL Scouting Combine, it is now in the rearview mirror. Let's discuss the first two rounds, how they could potentially look. I just want to get your take, first and foremost. Who gained more from the Combine, Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a public perception, I don't know, you know, if that is necessarily the same as what NFL teams are thinking. But certainly, you know, it seems like Jameis Winston has kind of solidified himself as the number one pick. You know, and you're going to hear a lot of that. And it's going to go back and forth, I imagine, you know, prior to draft day. But I guess the area that, you know, he supposedly wowed all of the scouts was, you know, with the football IQ. And maybe it was something that they weren't expecting. I think certainly when you watch or listen to Jameis do an interview, you know, he's not the I guess, most well-spoken individual. You know, there have been now, I guess, comparisons that his football IQ is just as good as Peyton Manning, which to me is just, you know, it's absolute ludicrous to even mention those two names in the same sentence. You know, that's something that I think Peyton Manning has had to, he's had to back up, you know, those claims that people make about him with years and years and years of dominating performances and being, you know, the guy that can lead an offense. At this point, nobody really knows what Jameis Winston will do. And you know, I don't know if they're necessarily, I don't think they're comparing, you know, Jameis Winston necessarily, you know, the whole package to Peyton Manning, but I think it's just a little premature to mention any aspect of a player's profile, you know, unless you're talking about height and weight or you know, a 40-yard dash, you know, the other things that go along, you know, all the intangibles and the things that you can't necessarily rate or judge on paper or things that, you know, take place during the game. You know, those things come over time, and it's something that you know, certainly I think has helped Jameis Winston. People ranting and raving about, you know, what he was able to do in those meetings, but to me, it's more than just football IQ. When you're talking about, you know, the number one pick in the draft, you're talking about a guy. You know, can he lead? You know, can he be the face of the franchise? His decision-making. I mean, you talk about a quarterback in the NFL, you better have good decision-making skills. And up to this point, he has flunked that area, you know, that part of a player's makeup. And I'm not necessarily talking about things on the field, although there have been, you know, I think there's evidence of that as well when you look at, you know, the amount of interceptions that he's thrown. Mm-hmm. And really just, you know, this whole past year, how late and how long it took them to really kind of get going. I mean, how many second-half comebacks did Florida State have? Well, if you have the number one pick and the former Heisman Trophy winner, you'd expect more, you know, coming right out of the gate. So, you know, these are things that these NFL teams are going to have to look at and you know, dive more in depth. But I think from the general perception of the combine, I think probably Jameis Winston probably gained more.
Okay, NFL Husker great Jason Peter joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Jason is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. So, Jason, let me ask you this. I mean, who would you select first between Jameis and Marcus Mariota?
I would take Mariota. I feel like
it's safer.
It's safer. You know, he certainly, there are things that you could hold against him in terms of, you know, the offense that he played in, and you know, sometimes you can be too fast for your own good. You know, he ran really, really well. People expected him to run well, but sometimes when you run really well, people don't think that you could be that you know, prototypical quarterback, which I don't know if there really is a prototypical quarterback, you know, in the NFL anymore. You know, it seems like guys, you know, the Tom Brady's and the Peyton Manning's are few and far between. You got to be able to run, but I think sometimes that can almost hurt you. And you know, you got to look at quarterbacks that have come out, you know, in the past 3-4 years, and you know, Robert Griffin, certainly a guy I think who fits into that same mold, you know, a guy who can really make plays running, you know, with his legs. But I just think that, and you know, it's hard to say without really having a chance to evaluate both in depth, in person. But you know, there's nothing that Mariota has done that would make me think he wouldn't be able to be very successful in the NFL. I mean, he's got a strong arm. He's a smart kid. He's got a willingness to work, and I think do whatever it takes in order to be successful. With Jameis Winston, I think there's still an aspect of, geez, is this guy going to end up in the police blotter tomorrow morning by the time, you know, we wake up? So that's a big part of being, you know, an NFL quarterback.
Hey, Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I thought it was kind of interesting, head coach Lovie Smith of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, in terms of you talking about, you know, potential roadblocks in terms of Jameis Winston, his character, and the prior incidents that have taken place. From what I understand, I mean, Coach Smith, I mean, he's okay with Jameis's character. Are you?
Well, if they like a guy, they'll, you know, whatever they need to tell themselves to sleep better at night, they'll do it. And if they don't like a guy, you know, they'll find the smallest things in the world. You know, they're going to roll the dice with whoever selects Jameis Winston, because there is an aspect there that you just don't know. You know, and you know, all jokes aside, you know, I mean, you've heard it about certain schools, the Florida States, and you know, there used to be a time in Nebraska where, you know, people used to say, oh yeah, you know, going to the NFL, the player from some of these schools, you know, these players take a pay cut, you know, with you know, the money that they're making, because, you know, implying that these players were getting paid at school. But you know, just when you think, and obviously with Jameis, you know, there's certainly an issue in that area, that ballpark, as well. But I just think when you talk about these players, and I can speak from my own experience, when you're 21, 22 years old, and you're handed millions of dollars, it complicates things, even though people think that it shouldn't. And you know, I feel like I had I had good people around me. I had great family support. You know, it's just there's a freedom that, you know, is maybe kind of beyond your years. You don't know how to handle it. There's just a lot of other responsibilities. It's not as easy as just saying, you know, you're just playing football. I wish it was that easy, but it's not. And, you know, up to this point, Jameis has shown us that he's, you know, he falls on the side of immaturity rather than being a mature adult. So it's rolling the dice.
Husker great Jason Peter with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We will be right back with much more of Hour 2 and Jason Peter right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Join in on the conversation at Twitter at E Radio Sports. We will be right back.